Hey, what's up, you guys? It's the chat room. I'm Janelle.
And this is Chanel. And our topic for today is going to be, is gender roles necessary? But for right now, we're going to get right into the rundown.
So as you guys know, Wendy Williams, she had took a leave of absence from her show due to some medical problems that she was having. However, she has returned. And she's looking better than ever. Looks like she lost a little bit of weight. And she lost some weight. She looks good.
Was it medical reasons?
Yeah, I think she had a stroke. No, oh, God, I'm sorry. Right. Maybe she didn't. I don't know. Sorry. Something was going on with her.
She did have a stroke, though. She did.
Like, no, I don't think it was a stroke. I don't know. Let's just say she had some medical. She passed out on the stage. Yeah. Okay, so, but she did talk about her husband on like her gossip segment and pretty much said it wasn't true. He doesn't have a mistress, but we don't know how true that is. Right. So anyway.
Spill the tea, boo. Okay, Miss Tea Spiller.
So, also Jaden Smith, he's doing big things right now. He did something really good. He actually came up with a water filtration system for Flint, Michigan to help out with the water.
It had to take him. Like, how old is he? To come up with a genius 23? Idea. You know, like these people couldn't even come up with that.
Right.
You know, but it's
I awesome. Think that's really good that he's doing that and actually giving them. And you know what?
It's he's actually been like that, actually.
It's actually crazy to think that they're still don't have clean water. Like, yeah. That's disgusting.
I can't believe that. Like, I don't see how.
Like, all of these millions and millions of dollars that we're getting from the lotto and all these other things. And it's like, these people still don't have clean water. I feel like that's just. It's sad.
It really is sad. But I'm so happy he did that. I remember when he stood in a store, remember, for like 8 hours to raise money for a charity.
Oh no, I don't never
heard I that. Forgot exactly what it was, but if y'all know what I'm talking about, leave it down below so we could look it up, because I remember him doing something like that. So he always seemed like a really good humanitarian, basically. I think that's what
interesting
it.
Well, also, you know, it's been all over the news. Jordan Woods, she went on the Red Table Talk to talk about the situation between her, Khloe Kardashian, and Tristan Thompson. She pretty much like said that nothing really happened. Only thing that happened was that she was sitting on top of him, and it made it, I guess, that people thought that she was sitting on his lap, and that when she was leaving his house, he kissed her on the lips.
Wow. Was there a picture of her sitting on his lap?
No. There was no
picture. I
don't
know why I kind of, like, thought that. I was like, she probably was, like, sitting on top of him or something and, like.
I don't know, but.
Like, because somebody's seen it. Because I don't feel like nobody's seen them do anything. They probably just suspect it or assume, like, they're doing something. You shouldn't be sitting
you know how on his people lap is. Anyway. You know how people are. They just like to assume stuff.
Girl, did you see Masika on Twitter?
Yes. But girl. No. What she said was right, though. So Masika, she's from Love & Hip Hop. She pretty much said, what did she say?
She said that that usually he throws parties like that, and I guess stuff be going down at the party, so Jordan really wasn't like
to blame.
Yeah.
That's like, how he is. Yeah. That's how he gets down.
Exactly. So.
But no, the biggest thing is, did you see Khloe? First, she was like, Jordan, you going on the Red Table Talk telling lies. You are the reason me and my family broke up. And girl, people started dragging her ass.
Yeah,
all
I seen
over.
That. Just dragging her. And I'm like, honestly, like. I don't get it. I've never really been a Kardashian fan. And
people was dragging her. But once people dragged her ass and she realized, she backpedaled real quick. And then the next day she was like, oh, it's Tristan's fault. And I was just upset. Blah, blah, blah. Girl, we don't want to hear you.
You stole another man's man. Like, girl,
another man's man? Another girl's man.
Another woman's man. Because
she stole Trina. I mean, she stole French Montana from Trina. She stole Trey Songz from Lauren London. And she slept with the game after Kim slept with him, which is nasty. But anyway,
she think that she, because you know what? Khloe's insecure. I don't care what nobody says. She's always been like that. I've watched Kardashians before. And how she be acting, she be want to be seen. Like, she was the only one that didn't get the butt. Now, all of a sudden, she got the butt, the body. She had like, oh, I'm too good for that. Now you got the butt, the body. Now you snatching everybody, dude. And then you get mad when somebody snatch yours.
Exactly, yeah.
No. And Tyga, I was upset with that because I have always been a Blac Chyna fan. And I could not believe that she got associated with Kim and Tyga got associated with Kanye and Kylie just sweeped Tyga from under her. And Kim acted like it was nothing. You was cool with Blac Chyna and you're fake. you're fake for that. You put that girl on that show. Yeah, Kim ain't gonna do that. Yeah. That was your friend. You know that was your friend.
I remember when Blac Chyna was on the Kardashians. Yeah, that was. Yeah.
And she was just hurt. That's why she did all that crazy stuff. And
now but she was smart as hell. She did a boss move.
She was smart. But look at her now. You can't be doing that. You got to do it for the right reasons. You know, like you did it to get back at them. You should have did it for yourself. Now you got a baby and you're not with Rob no more and. You know, it is what it is.
She's still bossed up. She's still...
I think she's becoming irrelevant, though. People are making her look dumb.
I feel like she just don't care. I feel like she has the attitude where she really doesn't care.
She's known as the person right now, I think, in the industry that if you get with her, make sure you pay up. Like, you gotta pay up. And Rob was like, it's like, you dumb. Like, how you not know? That's Blac Chyna. Like, you know.
Well, anyways, let's get right into our topic.
Yep, so... Is gender roles necessary? Is it still necessary to have gender roles? You know?
I feel like it isn't necessary to have gender roles just for the simple fact that women are moving up and women are becoming the CEOs of the companies. And I feel like men are starting to become houseman, may I say.
Yeah.
And the women, they're the ones that's going out to work. And the men, they don't have a problem staying home.
Right. You know what I think it is? Like, I think a lot of the jobs back then was like a worker type job, you know, like in the industrial times where they were, you know, farming and working on machinery and stuff like that. A lot of those jobs was not available to women. Now that we have like, we've created different outlets for ourselves to make money from, you know, doing makeup, YouTube, you know, styling, music, acting, like different things that where you don't have to physically work. And put any, you know, what is it called? Stress on your body. And I don't know if they're upset or what, because I feel like the issue has always been, like, I want you to be able to nurture my child and be healthy enough to take your child, take care of the children while I'm out working. And it's like, you can't do that if you're working, or you can't do this if you're doing that. And it's like, but we still are able to do that, like, because it's not that stressful on us. Like, we're not doing labor work. We're at the desk, or, we're answering phones, so... It's like, it definitely shouldn't be a gender role. But like, one question is, should man and woman split all duties of the house?
I feel like they should, because it should be an equal partnership. And I feel like a lot of women or a lot of men, they get into relationships thinking that the woman is supposed to cook, clean, take care of the kids, and you supposed to pretty much go out, work, come home, and put your feet up.
Right.
Absolutely not. Some nights I could cook, you wash the dishes. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not a woman thing. Right. You know, I hate that. Like, I feel like it goes back to the childhood gender roles, because we play with Barbie dolls, we do this, we do that, guys play with cars. And then as you get older, like, okay, the men work, the woman stays in the house, she bears the children. And it's like, it's just not like that anymore. Like, the fact that, like, do you think housewives is still a okay thing? Like, if the guy is taking care of the bills, like, do you feel like she should
cook, I mean,
clean, take care of the kids, and like, that's it?
I mean, this is how I feel. I feel like if my husband he has a job where he's making enough money to pay all the bills, take care of me, and he tells me I don't have to work anymore. For me personally, I always have to work. But if that's not, if I could stay home and my husband pay all the bills, I wouldn't mind taking care of the kids. I wouldn't mind cooking, cleaning. I wouldn't mind doing those things.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't have a job.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? But if we're I wouldn't expect him to do it, because I'm home doing nothing all day. Right. But if both of us are working, then both of us need to pull our weight in the household.
Yeah, I definitely think the same thing too, and I think they're not really adjusting to that.
Like, and I feel like, and this is just off of my personal experience, I know that men, as women, go to work, we go to work, and then they still expect us to cook, clean, take care of the kids, do every single thing, and they just pretty much living their life doing whatever the hell they want to do.
Right.
And they expect us to make the doctor's appointments, take care of the kids, make sure the kid's straight. What the hell you doing?
Like, an assistant or something.
Right.
Like,
you know? I gotta work. I gotta cook. I gotta clean. I gotta take care of it. What you do? Work, come home, and scratch your ass and do nothing.
Right. I wonder how we thought of it. Like, I think we did it because we felt like we're holding up our end. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if we're a housewife, we were not going to expect you to cook and clean and do all those things, because we're holding up our end of the bargain. You hold up your end by paying the bills. But if it gets to a point where I don't see where the man feels like, oh, well, all I have to do is work. Like, why? Then that, why do I have to cook and clean and do all this? Like, that's not a woman thing. It's supposed to be an agreement. It's supposed to be working together. I think men feel like, oh, if I'm cooking and cleaning and take care of the kids, I'm a houseman. Or yeah. I feel like a woman. I'm less yeah. of a man.
And I feel like a lot of times that's why a lot of marriages fail, or a lot yep. of people are in relationships and they're miserable mm. because there's not a 50-50 it's not 50-50, and it should always be 50-50. Both of us need to be doing what right. we do, you know what I mean?
You know,
not,
yeah.
oh, I'm doing everything and you're just doing nothing.
Right. That's funny because I think City Girls, it's so funny because I always watched Young Miami before she became a rapper. Like, mm-hmm. I
love Young Miami, by the way.
What's it called? I followed, like, her and her friends and stuff. And I remember she had this live up and she was like, I don't believe in 50-50. Like, he needs to be paying all of it. You know, so you like, she's like, I make my own money, but like, I want his money too. So it's like, it just,
no, okay. Now see, she's getting into something else. Now, if I'm working and he's working, I feel like what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine right. also. See, and what's mine, you know, mine is mine and yours is mine too.
Right.
And yeah. that's just how it should be.
Right. Until, I feel like if y'all dating and y'all not married, y'all should not be worrying about what's in each other's pockets, period. Because that's not why y'all got together. Now, if y'all actually get married, that's where it's agreement. Like, okay, we using the same money out the same account. But if it ain't no ring on my finger or anything like that, I don't feel like it's necessary for a man to know how much money you got, especially with the type of men are out here now that are very manipulative and lie to you about how much money they're making so they don't feel like you're getting over on them. And it's like, nobody right. cares. Just yeah. pay your half.
And I just want to say, so I know this is off topic, but I got to touch on Young Miami because she said something a couple months ago in her interview and she was like, the man should always come out his pocket for a female no matter what. Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys were getting upset yeah. with it because they're saying, oh no, that's a gold digger. And why we got to come out our pocket? Mm-hmm. Y'all should come out your pocket because first of all, you're trying to pursue me.
Right.
It's never the other way around. You should be paying for my dinner.
I'm about to hit it. You about to
take me out. You need to pay for my food. You need to buy me something to, right. to
I'm gonna have to hit it.
Come
right
out
in
your
head.
Pocket.
You know why else they need to come out their pocket? You know why? Because they ain't afraid to ask you for some pussy.
Exactly.
They're not afraid to ask you for something. So why can't you come out your pocket? Because at the end of the day, you're gonna ask for something. But they get exactly. so upset when you ask them for some money.
Right.
You ain't got no problem asking me for no panani. Like, that is the biggest thing. Like, that's you can't go around that. And like, somebody yeah. should have said that. Like, well, how about when y'all ask us for stuff? Y'all want that, so we want money. Like, it is what it is. Like,
yeah.
And the money is not really, I don't think it's like a gold digger thing. It's just more so like, if you want to take me out or you want to get to know me, you shouldn't be expecting nothing from me anyway, because right. you're trying to pursue me, like you said. So if you want to do something, that's fine. But you got to have a fine line. If we're friends, then okay, you don't have to pay for anything. But if you're trying to pursue me, that means you need to be putting something in. Because I've honestly seen relationships, like, for example, on like Judge Judy or whatever. And she was with a man where he was not doing really nothing for her. Like, after years, they were trying to get married. They had kids and everything. And he just didn't do anything for her. And she was just like, it's not like I want you to, but like, it'll be nice if you bought right. me something or you did this. He's like, well, I ain't really got no money. And I, you know why? It was his priorities. He felt like, well, my money is going in these other different places. And like, you're not really a priority for me. And like, that was the big deal breaker in their relationship. She was not a priority. So it's like, if you don't get that straight in the beginning, you'll never be a priority.
I agree.
Like, he should be able to come out the pocket.
If he ain't coming out the pocket,
somebody else.
Exactly.
If it ain't you, somebody exactly. else will be getting that money. And that's period. Because somebody going to get it from him.
Like, yep.
Whatever the exchange may be. What's the next thing on this gender roles? I had another question.
Also, I wanted to touch on...
Oh, income. But go ahead.
No, we just cut that part out.
Does how much income a person makes affect the gender role? What do you think?
I don't think it should. Whether I'm making $100,000 and you're making $20,000 a year, you still need to get up in here and wash these damn dishes, and I'm gonna still cook. It's not gonna make a difference on anything. And I feel like if I'm making $100,000, I'm not gonna tell you, oh, stop working, mm-hmm. just stay home.
Right.
No, because that $20,000 is something.
What about bills? Because, like, for example, if somebody's like, if you're making $100,000, you want to go to a certain restaurant and maybe you'll
That's why he needs to save up them coins. Okay. He need to be saving them coins up because I'm not going to be coming out of my pocket for everything just because I make more money. Absolutely not. Now, I will say this.
It does affect a lot.
Now, I will say this. If I'm making $100,000 and if I'm making $100,000 and he's making $20,000, now maybe I will tell him, okay, I will pay about 60% of the bills and you pay the majority.
Gotcha.
But I'm not going to be paying everything by myself.
Well, that's smart. That's a good way. I think a lot of relationships don't work like that. Like this guy I knew, he was like, before we had a baby, we literally jot down everything we can afford because she made more money than me. And I told her, this is all I can afford. So that's what she could afford. And this is what he could afford. They put it together.
I feel like in a situation like that, where he's making way less and I'm making way more, I should be motivating you to get on your grind and go get a better job. Cause I'm not going to be with no one who's content.
Right. That's the with mentality level.
No $20,000. No.
Do you think
we going to work together, save up this money and start you a business or something? Because, oh no, it ain't gonna work for
me. And that's the thing. Not everybody wants to start a business. Like some people really do want just a career because they're so afraid of kind of stepping out. So it's like, they might start being envious of you. And that's what a guy told me too. Like, honest people like that, that are stuck and they don't want to move and they see like their significant other kind of leveling up and doing something completely different, starting their own business, they start become envious, like a low-key envious, because they don't feel like they could do it themselves.
And I feel like that's the number one deal breaker on why relationships don't last, because jealousy.
Yes.
When jealousy gets into the relationship, it's done. Like, but anyways, we're going to end it here, you guys.
Tell us what you guys think of gender roles. Do you guys feel like there should be gender roles? Have you have any experiences where you felt like you were doing maybe the manly gender role or the woman gender role? Let us know what you think. And any suggestions you have, we're still doing promos for businesses and music. So make sure you DM us, follow us at The Chat Room. If you don't know our Instagram, it is _The Chat Room_ DM us. We're also doing some counseling. Not too much details in it right now, but if you do need some advice about your relationship or anything that you're going through, you can always DM us or email us and we'll be happy to consult you. So that'll wrap it up. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
We out.